It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new analysis by forecasting firm Oxford Economics says the tourism industry in Wisconsin generated nearly $24 billion in economic impact last year. That's up about $1.5 billion from the previous year. And across the state, a county tracking some of the strongest tourism growth is Outagamie County in east central Wisconsin. So we dig into its situation. Join in by calling with your questions, your comments along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tom Nelson is Outagamie County Executive. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So taking a deeper dive here into this report, tourism's economic impact grew by more than 17% in your county from 2021 to 2022. It's among the steepest hikes among counties in our state. What is driving that growth in Outagamie County's tourism?
I think what sets us apart compared to other counties is the diversity within our economy that drives the tourism. So we have, I guess, legacy inputs of what has really stabilized and what's really brought us to this point, which is the Fox River Mall. And despite the fact that trends in retail are going increasingly more e-commerce and online, we still do very well in this area. Second thing is we have the championship center that attracts youth sports and competitions from all over the Midwest. And then we have, the Timber Rattlers, which is a minor league team, a farm team from the Brewers. And so that's attracting a lot of interest from outside the area for 4 months, 5 months out of the year. But then you go into other aspects of the county that are also supporting and driving tourism. So you have the Appleton International Airport, which is an arm of the county, which is one of the county departments, and that is responsible for contributing about $700 million worth of economic activity alone, direct and indirect, just in our community. It supports about 3,000 jobs, plus we have a full slate of projects coming down the pike, including a $100 million expansion of our concourse. We've doubled the number of emplacements, connecting points that we have at our airport over the last 7 to 8 years. We now have 17 destinations. And then we have smaller ones. For example, at the county park system, we have a state-of-the-art pavilion that's coming up that is going to be a major regional attraction for events, celebrations, weddings, and so forth. You also have agriculture that comprises 10% of the overall economy. And in that case, we have things like Breakfast on the Farm, which we had just last weekend. And in that case, you're bringing about 4,000, 5,000 individuals and families out to a rural part of the county to learn more about agriculture and its impact in our community as well as around the state. And So I think overall what you're getting here, the message you're getting, is that it's not just one event or one activity that is anchoring tourism, but a whole breadth of different contributory points that is making a difference here. That's responsible for this incredible growth.
Many different inputs I'm hearing here. Now, you know how they always say you need to really diversify your economy. It sounds like you really are diversifying tourism in that respect and trying to seek it in different areas. When you were mentioning sports, one thing I didn't hear is whether you have any maybe residual tourism being close to Packers country. And I'm just wondering if you do get some of that type of tourism as well.
Yeah, I mean, I probably pegged that number about 10 years ago. The Packers did an economic study that shows that they contribute, they bring about $100 million in a year. And I know that that's a lot larger now. But if they're getting about, I mean, if they're driving about $100 million, Outagamie County is probably picking up about $10 or $20 million.
Okay.
It's at the downtown Paper Valley Hotel in Appleton where the opposing team stays. And so there's a lot of people, you know, when you talk about traveling teams and fans, which, of course, the Packers do very well across the country, when you have those teams come in and they have a fan base that, you know, quote unquote, travels well, they're coming mainly to Appleton, you know, because that's where the players, the coaches, support staff, they stay. So we do get a very significant chunk of those economic dollars. One thing I didn't mention, and I feel really bad about this, is across the street from the Paper Valley Hotel, we have the Performing Arts Center. We just celebrated the 20th anniversary. We consistently get some of the first run off-Broadway shows, even before in the Midwest, even before Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis. We've had two runs of Hamilton, for example. And that, of course, is bringing a lot of people out from within the community. But because these are one-of-the-kind shows throughout the entire state, in some cases the region, in the Midwest, we're getting a lot of people from all over the state and in the region.
Talking tourism with Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, part of a series of conversations with community leaders around the state, digging deeper into the issues that our state faces. You can join in with your questions, your comments about tourism, 800-642-1234. Do you find, is there aid from the state or federal government that is helping to support tourism in the Fox Valley?
Absolutely. We've had a great relationship with the tourism department. Governor Evers has been a huge advocate for tourism, and he has focused not just in traditional areas, for example, Wisconsin Dells or Door County, but also in other parts of the state that you might not immediately think that this is a serious tourist attraction, which is what we he have here in Outagamie County in the Fox Valley. So on a regular basis, we're taking advantage of grants, support from folks like Governor Evers, from the tourism department, and then also help from our federal legislators, in particular Senator Baldwin, who has been very helpful in this area too.
Do you find that your county has enough infrastructure with hotels and motels and the temporary housing options to meet the needs of both tourists and the workforce?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we certainly have exactly what a size community like ours, as far as lodging, hotels, restaurants, and so forth. But what we do not have available, we have plenty of support in Oshkosh, the Oshkosh area, as well as Green Bay, because from downtown Appleton to Oshkosh is about 20 minutes, up to Green Bay is about 30 minutes. And when you have people who are traveling to different parts of the country, to be able to be 20 minutes or half hour away from a particular event activity they're doing, that's not that far away. And so you can see that we have the capacity when it comes to larger events here, and then vice versa. If there's a Packer game in Green Bay, we're taking a lot of people who are coming to visit and go to those games. And then you have big events like the EAA in Oshkosh. And so all the hotel rooms will be filled up here, up to Green Bay, in some cases, all the way up to Marinette. So you can see how there is this tourism economic ecosystem that is shared among the three major metropolitan areas in Northeast Wisconsin.
Tom Nelson with us, Outagamie County Executive, as we examine tourism and the draw to the Fox Cities region. Join in to discuss what is driving tourism in your area, what you notice. Call in with a question or comment at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with community leaders across the state on the most pressing issues, and we focus on the Fox Cities region in east central Wisconsin along the Fox River. Join the discussion along the way. Call in with your questions, your comments for Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, who's here. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in James in Kimberly. Hi, James. What is your question?
Hi. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for being on here, Tom, to answer some questions. My question is, I know that here in Appleton, we get a lot of really good music that's coming in, you know, to the PAC. I was wondering if Appleton is thinking about utilizing Jones Park more for larger acts coming into Appleton area, kind of like how Oshkosh uses their outdoor venue for like Waterfest, and they bring in way more big time musical acts that are relevant into the Oshkosh area than the PAC is bringing in for shows in there. So I know you guys have started to with like getting Gaelic Storm in there the last couple of years, but I was just wanting to know how that was going to be working out, or if you guys are thinking about that.
James, thank you. And PAC, Fox City's Performing Arts Center. Go ahead, Tom.
Right. And James, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Doc, I thought of a few things during the break. But what James is talking about, Jones Park, it was a recently renovated park. I know that there are several celebrations there. The annual Juneteenth celebration is there. And that's also right next to the Expo Center, which was constructed 3-4 years ago. And we're attracting, you know, a lot of conventions, a lot of activity. And where you see Jones Park, which is right behind the Paper Valley Hotel, that also leads down to the Fox River, where there's more development going on there. If you look at Appleton, way back when, if you look at the Fox River, there were these tributaries, creeks and so forth, ravines that went out into the city. And of course, a lot that's been filled in, but that's also been a pathway that has brought activity from downtown down to the riverfront. And so Jones Park is in between that. And that is just beginning. I know that that's one of the anchor points for Milo Music, one of the bigger stages. And so we're just beginning to tap into that potential. And James also mentioned, I totally forgot about this, and Dave Williams is going to kill me, Milo Music. So we've had 11 seasons of Milo Music. It is the largest original artist music festival, I think, in the Midwest, and probably one of the top attractions around the country. And that is something that began here in Outagamie County. You have hundreds of acts that cover, well, a mile on College Avenue. That's in the early part of August, and that's right next to Jones Park. And one thing I forgot to mention is, in addition to these larger known events, we also have, in some of these smaller and mid-sized communities, they have their own festivals. I mean, every single community has something going on during the year. James is from Kimberley, so we have Paper Fest there. Across the bridge in my hometown, Little Chute, has Cheese Fest. Up in Seymour, home of the hamburger, where the hamburger was invented, by the way, by resolution from the state assembly, you have the Burger Fest parade. You have the balloon launch, in which there's 3,000 or 4,000 people that show up there. Kaukauna has the Electric City Experience. Black Creek has Family Days. You have the Sturgeon Run in the spring up in Shiocton. So if you look at areas that would be an ideal, comprehensive, rock-solid tourism economic ecosystem, it's far and away Outagamie County in the Fox Valley. You know, over the last 16 minutes here, we have talked about so many different events. I'm not sure if there is another county, say for Dane in Milwaukee County, that has the breadth and depth of offerings that we have here in Outagamie County.
Well, I want to switch gears a bit here, Tom, and talk about funding, state funding, shared revenue. What is your reaction to the deal struck between Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders in the legislature that would provide nearly every local government at least 20% more funding, for shared revenue?
Right. And the governor really came through for us on this. Outagamie County has seen about a 90% increase. So that's about $1.4 million. And that doubles the amount that we're able to raise in local tax revenue each year. So that's going to have a huge effect here. There was another version that the governor's pushing that was a bigger number. Of course, that would have been better. But given the kind of money that's coming in, that's going to go a long way in providing these basic services that the county does. I have about 30 different departments, everything from an international airport, public health, human services, parks, highway, and so forth. And what's important to that is that this money goes to basic investments in our community that help us have a thriving economy, a safe community, a healthy community. And that's also what you need. You can have all of these festivals, all these championships, I'm a PAC, but if you do not have a strong, growing, thriving community, it's not going to work out. No one is going to want to come to a community that is not known to be safe, healthy, having the basic infrastructure in order to come and enjoy. So
how
I'm
do
glad
you
brought that up, Kate.
How do you feel about the limits on what the shared revenue dollars can be used for? I mean, you talk about basic investments. These dollars, though, are not unrestricted. They need to go to these very specific things.
Right. And so in this case, you're talking about money that's going to be going toward public safety and infrastructure. In those two areas, that makes up about 40 or 50% of the kind of services that you offer at the county level. It doesn't cover everything, but, and I don't want to say it's better than nothing, but the point being is these additional investments go to improving quality of life. And foundationally, when it comes to tourism, you have to have strong, healthy, thriving communities. And that's where counties come into play. Do I wish that there weren't as many strings attached? Of course. But this is what we have to work with, and we'll do the best we can.
Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson with us as we talk with community leaders across the state on the most pressing issues. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Tom, as we're producing this series of conversations, mayors and county executives like yourself are raising concerns about affordable housing and water quality, workforce shortages, and a bunch of other issues. What are your county's biggest challenges?
I think our county is not unique in terms of the challenges that we are facing. You mentioned water quality. We had here one of the largest chemical cleanups, not just in the country, but around the world from 1996 to last year with the PCB cleanup in the Fox River. Mm-hmm. That extended from the mouth of Winnebago County or of the Fox River into Winnebago, into Lake Winnebago, all the way up to Green Bay. So this is something that we have dealt with, that we have struggled with for quite some time. And then you have these other areas too, that we're really no different than other communities around the state. And hopefully the additional money that's going to be coming from the state will help us address some of those concerns.
As you mentioned, paper mills, they dominate manufacturing in your region. How do you work with mills on their environmental impacts? I mean, how do you grow Paper Valley, as it's called, but really keep your natural resources protected?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, too. It hasn't been until recent history that we have improved the environmental track record from the mills. But going back 30 or 40 years, things are completely different. The operations that they run are very sustainable. They are able to have a clean process so that there isn't the kind of pollution going to the river that it was once upon a time. Obviously, in the 40s and 50s and the turn of the century, there wasn't an EPA, and so there was a lot of unregulated activity that poisoned the river, and we're still dealing with that today. So you're exactly right. When you have a strong manufacturing base, and this is the part of the world that has the highest concentration of paper mills and plants in the world, this is going to figure into safety and public health concerns.
Very quickly here, municipalities around Wisconsin are struggling with PFAS contamination and groundwater. What is Outagamie County's approach here to dealing with forever chemicals?
It's a multifaceted approach because we have smaller communities, mid-sized communities, larger communities. We also have the airport. And so airports around the state have been very much involved with PFAS contamination. There really is anything that stands out as far as our strategies go relative to other cities and counties. So a lot of this, we're waiting on support from Madison, direction in how we can approach this.
So right now you're really waiting for some more state direction, perhaps DNR
yes.
direction before you take
yes,
your
exactly.
next steps as a county.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Of course. Great to be on.
Tom Nelson is Outagamie County Executive. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.